Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you for the day. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We come to worship you, Lord. We come to say thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Want to welcome our listeners to the show today. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is a ministry where the voice of God is heard through his messenger. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, what a blessed day today. God has allowed us to see another day. Father, we praise you. We thank you for this day, oh God. Amen, amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today to worship you. We come to exalt your name. We come to thank you for Jesus. We come to thank you for the Holy Spirit and the blood that Jesus shed over 2,000 years ago, oh Father. Father, we thank you for every listener, Father. We pray that you will bless them and meet them at their point of need, oh Father. Oh Father God, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Father, for it brings healing and deliverance, oh Father. Oh, Father, set the mind free, oh, Father. It renews the spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father. Oh, God, we honor you. We praise you, oh, Father. We have a mind that's made up. We got a mind that's made up to serve you, oh, Lord, to be obedient to your word, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, we thank you for the soul that you're going to save, oh, God. We thank you for the mind that's going to be set free, oh, Father. We thank you for deliverance, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father, God. Let your word, Father, God, go through the airways with power and authority in your name, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, let them be a hearer of your word, oh, Father, and a doer of your word, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, let them stand in their faith, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we worship you. For your word to be praised. It's not like you, Father. We said, thank you, God. Oh, God, we come in your courts with praise today, oh, God. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we got so much to be thankful for, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Father. We're so worthy. I got to quit. God, we got to thank you because you're worthy. Can't do nothing without you. We need you, Lord. Every day of our lives, we need you, Father. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. The scripture will be coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse number 1. And the word of God reads, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. And we're going to stop right there. In your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the rest of the chapter so that you can get the word of God and see what God is saying in the word to you. Amen. Glory to God. He is worthy to be praised. Glory, hallelujah. The title of the message today is In a Season of Purpose. In a Season of Purpose. The scripture says to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the sun. In our lives, we will experience many different seasons. Just like we have spring, just like we have summer, just like we have autumn and fall, and just like we have winter. In our lives, we're going to have many different seasons. Whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, you're going to go through some seasons in your life. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. In our lives, we will have different types of storms in our lives. We'll have seasons in our lives that come to get us off track, seasons that come to destroy and take away. Glory, hallelujah. But I come to encourage you today and to let you know that you're in your season. That season is a season of purpose. And in that season, every time a season comes, because the Bible says that the season will always be. Every season will come, but every season will end. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But I come to tell you that no matter what season you're in your life, you may be in a season where there's a darkness in your life. There may be light, and it may be raining, it may be storming in your life. You may have a season where there's light. You may have a season of disappointment in your life. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The season changes. Glory, hallelujah. And as we read the scriptures, the Bible tells us about a young man by the name of Joseph. Joseph was a dreamer. The Bible says that he was a dreamer. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible says that Joseph had told family members about his dream. Well, when Joseph began to tell them about his dreams, he began to go through seasons in his life. And see, the Bible says that when his family, in other words, it wasn't somebody on the street, but it was the family, it was the father, it was the brothers that came against them. So Joseph had a season where his family did not believe in who he was called to be. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He experienced a season of rejection. See, in our lives, we will experience the same thing that Joseph experienced in his life. He experienced rejection. Glory, hallelujah. And the Bible says that even after the brothers had thrown Joseph down in a pit to die, oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. See, Joseph went through a season of darkness. But you know that when you go through a season of darkness in your life, there's going to be some light. If you would just believe and stand on your faith. See, Joseph was down in this pit, and he was thrown in there by his brothers. He was in a season of darkness. Glory, hallelujah. And the Bible says that they pulled him out of the pit, and they decided to sell him into slavery. Here he goes again, and he had another season in his life. I guess Joseph wasn't to himself. It keeps raining, and it keeps storming in this season. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that even when they had sold him into slavery, glory, hallelujah, the Bible goes on to tell us about Joseph and how he ended up in prison in Potiphar, a Potiphar wife. Glory, hallelujah. It was another season where he was on lockdown. Glory, hallelujah. You know, sometime in our lives, it's like a storm. It's like a whirlwind. So you can imagine Joseph's life, and things were turning around like a whirlwind. One time, every time he turned around, the wind was turning. It was all kind of confusion. It was all kind of things going on. It was no light there, but it was just darkness. You know, Joseph probably was saying to himself, you know, I don't know how I got here. I really don't know how I got here because I'm trying to do what is right. See, the Bible says that Joseph ended up in prison because of a lie. Because the wife of Potiphar wanted to get with him. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. But he was trying to be a man of integrity. He said, I can't do this. I can't come against my God. Glory, hallelujah, and the Bible says that he ran. See, sometimes in the storm and in the season, we got to run. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Joseph in his season in his life. But see, Joseph season, every one of his seasons, they had a purpose. And in your season, in your life, there is a purpose. That's why it says in here, there's a time in due season. You will come to know your purpose. Joseph may not have known what his purpose was. He may not have known why he was going through all of the things that he was going through. He may not have understood it, but God knew his plan that he had for Joseph. I come to tell you today, God knows his plan. He knows the purpose that he has for your life. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The purpose was in the season. See, many times we don't want to go through nothing. Because, see, we don't want to go through the rain. We don't want to go through the hail. Because when we go through the hail comes to beat us down. It comes to stop us from our purpose. It comes to stop us from our destiny. But, see, if you be like Joseph, you still got to stand in faith. See, Joseph stood in faith. He continued to believe, even though he was in darkness. And see, being that God has gave him a dream, and God has given him a gift, and that gift was being a dream, and a dreamer, and he could interpret the dream. When the time had came, and the due season had came, Joseph was able to interpret the dream. Because, see, when he was in the prison, he was within there with the butler and the baker. And the Bible says that when it came a time, so we got to cut it short, but because we're running out of time. But the Bible says that when it came in due season and the time and the purpose, see, we got to stay right there. We can't run. We got to stay right there. Because, see, when you're in that season, God is getting you ready to do what he called you to do. And see, because of the anointing and the calling that God had on Joseph's life for what he had him to do, glory, hallelujah, to Jesus, it was in the season, and that season had a purpose. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. The new came out of the season. See, if he had got out of place and he had not waited on God, he would have missed the new. Glory, hallelujah. Because every season ends. But something new came. And the Bible says that when Joseph had interpreted the dream for the king that nobody else could interpret, the new came unto him. See, what you are seeking is in your season and your purpose. Oh, God, we're running out of time, oh, God. But God wants you to know in your season there is a purpose. And what he has promised you, you shall receive it. Whatever he has promised you, whether it's a business, your ministry, whatever it is in that season. You just hold still. Stay right there. For God is going to show your enemies who you are in due season and due time. We don't want to close out the show without giving the invitation. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, if you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I repent of my sin, oh God. Cleanse me, Lord, with your blood. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I believe that Jesus is Lord. Find you a Bible believing church. Get your Bible, begin to develop your relationship with God. Repent and change your life today. Amen. Glory to God. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent, you got to honestly repent. That means change your life, the way you live and everything for Jesus and live for him every day of your life. And if you said this prayer, leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook. Welcome to the body of Christ. Just know in the season, in your season, there is a purpose for everything that you're going through. Know that season change and it will end. God has a divine purpose for you. And nobody can take that away from you. Only you can stop that. Keep on doing what you're doing. Hold on to your faith. Stay in the word of God and know that in this season, things are about to change for the believer, says the Lord God. He said the season is about to change for the believers. all over the entire world. Oh God, he said you're gonna be the head and not you're gonna be the head and you ain't gonna be the tail. You ain't gonna be beneath, but you're gonna be above. He said you're gonna prosper, you're gonna lend, you're not gonna borrow. He said you're gonna be blessed in the city and in the fields. You're gonna be blessed in your body. Glory, hallelujah, because it's your season. Get ready to walk in your season. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We gotta get out of here. You be blessed. And have a great week. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen.